like I said, years when I stayed with my grandmother, there was possibly something like that around. Like I said, been away from that, you know, for a while.
But you do recognize the word?
Yes, clock bucket.
Okay. Well, what would you fry an egg in or fry a piece of ham?
A skillet.
Okay. Any other name for that you'd use?
Frying pan.
Okay, all right. Now, this is a great big old container. It's usually black. You see them out in the country in people's yards. They use them for boiling clothes or boiling potatoes in.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I know what you're talking about. Pots.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you ever say wash pot?
Yeah, you could say wash pot also.
Right. Now this is a container you could...
But it depends, because people used to use them to cook off lard and stuff in, you know. Yeah.
Now this is a container that you can use to boil tea in. You know, it's got a spout that might whistle.
To what? A teapot.
Or a tea. Anything else? Begins with the letter K.
Kettle.
Yeah. Would you ever use that word to describe a wash pot?
What?
Kettle.
Not really.
Okay, that's something different then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a container that you would put cut flowers in, say in your living room. That would be a
face.
Okay. What are the names of the individual pieces of silverware that you eat with?
What, fork, spoon, knife?
And knife, the plural would be several.
Knives.
Okay. And after you have a meal and your dishes are dirty, you say you have to do what?
Wash.
Okay, and to get the soap suds off them, you have
rinse.
Okay. Do you have a name for the piece of cloth that you use when you're washing dishes?
Washcloth.
Okay, what about
dishcloth?
What about the one you use when you're drying?
Drying cloth.
Okay. And then there's one that you might use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
All right, and you dry off with a?
Towel.
Okay. In your kitchen, over the sink, you know that thing that the water comes out of? What would you call that?
Kitchen over the sink?
Yeah, you know, you turned on the...
faucet?
Yeah. What about outside your yard, the thing that you hook a hose up to?
Faucet.
Okay. And would you have a name for the thing on a portable water container where the water comes out?
Faucet.
Okay. Say it's in the wintertime and you go to turn on your water and nothing comes out, you might say, oh great, looks like the pipes.
It's frozen.
And they might actually
burst.
Okay. Years ago, flour was shipped in these things, made out of wooden staves.
Barrel.
Okay. Do you have a name for something that's like a barrel, except it's smaller? Might use for shipping nails or gunpowder. Begins with the letter K.
So container?
No. Just three.
K?
Say it again.
You said start with the word
the letter K.
K?
Uh-huh.
What, kit?
Did you use the word keg?
Oh, keg.
Yeah,
yeah, keg. Oh, okay.
And these metal things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place, what would you call those?
Don't know.
All right. It's just pronunciation. Let me get it this way. Years ago, there was a fad going around. Every little child had a hula.
Hula, hoop.
Yeah. So you call the things on the barrel
hoop.
Would that be the term you'd use?